The following is a recording for Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation on Thursday, October 8th, 2015 at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. Excuse me, everyone. We now have our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines are in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of today's presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Bill Thorne. Sir, you may begin.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this call regarding the annual holiday sales forecast, retail sales forecast. We're glad that you're able to join us today, and welcome to the official kickoff of the holiday season, especially as far as the National Retail Federation is concerned, but many of our retailers have already kicked it off. Joining us today is Matthew Shea. He's the NRF President and CEO, and Jack Kleinhens, who's the NRF Chief Economist. So let's start with Matt, who has some thoughts about the 2015 holiday season. Matt, you've already been pretty out there on the release of the new holiday forecast. What are your top takeaways on what's changed between last holiday season and this year?
Good morning, everyone. So I think everyone's probably seen our forecast for this year, 3.7%. We think that's a very strong, solid, and realistic forecast that is reflective of the current state of the consumer and the overall macroeconomic conditions in the country. We think that we're heading into a positive period. We know for an extended period of time we've seen historically low gas prices. We know home values are improving. And we've seen consumer spending and some momentum throughout the course of the year in a variety of categories. And we think that that all creates a scenario in which we should have a very positive holiday season as we get into the November-December period. Certainly there have been factors and challenges along the way. There remains the issue of a slight deceleration in job creation, as was identified in the release of numbers last Friday. There's certainly some remaining global uncertainty that has some implications in terms of exports and the health of the economy more broadly speaking, and energy industry sort of taking a toll in some areas as well. But across the board, we think that we're in a good position for a positive season. Having said all those things, of course, consumers are still cognizant of what's happening in the broader economy. Our most recent survey of consumers indicated that 75% of consumers still say the economy is a substantial factor that they consider as they make purchases. And so I think that creates a premium on retailers that execute at a very high level this season and deliver those real experiential kinds of opportunities to connect with consumers. I think the magic that we heard about this week at our digital conference, we had 5,000 retail executives in Philadelphia for the better part of a week at our digital program, and in conversations with a variety of CEOs and others on the NRF board and inside the organization, I think the recognition is that consumers are spending, that they will spend when they're presented with the right product at the right price with the right level of convenience and the right kind of experience. And so you can still win in this market, but you've got to do things right. And that requires retailers to really be very competitive. And I think that's going to separate winners from losers across the industry, but also within various segments.
Jack, do you have any additional thoughts?
No, I think Matt summed it up very clearly from my perspective. I think we need to emphasize that the consumer continues to be a driver in this economy, even though it's been slower than expected. The consumer is out there, and it's keeping aloft the economic activity. And we are seeing some challenges as we look at the environment. Certainly, some deflation that's going on across the board in the economy, and in particular in retail. So it becomes a challenging environment, just like Matt mentioned, that they have to work at it. They need to get what the consumer wants at the best prices, and consumers, I think, will take advantage of those discounts and promotion when presented.
Thank you, Jack. Matt, you know, a lot of our retail members and retailers in general have announced their plans for holiday hiring. Can you briefly talk about our expectations for the hiring? I'm sure Jack has some thoughts he can add here, too.
Yeah, I think on the holiday hiring, this sort of goes to kind of the way in which we break down what's happening inside the industry. So our overall forecast is 3.7%. That includes a projection of growth between 6 and 8% for online sales. And a substantial portion of that, and it's got discussed at length at our digital summit this week, is going to be related to mobile. And we could get into, you know, a little more conversation about that later if there's some questions about that. But I think that that this whole dynamic inside the industry has got implications for the holiday hiring. So we've seen you know, increased hiring since we've come out of the recession pretty much every year. Growth each year, and our expectation is this year the hiring is going to be between 700 and 750,000. Last year actual is about 715,000, so we're on pace to do as well as or more than we did last year. And it's important on the jobs front to remember that, you know, in many retailers, a portion of those jobs will be converted to full-time positions as we get out of the holidays. But also, as retailers think about the mix of the folks they're hiring, you know, that mix has evolved from a time when it was a substantial portion of store associates to now distribution centers and folks working on digital and fulfillment and online. And I think that all, you know, kind of plays into the need for retailers to really be at the top of their game when it comes to finding the right mix of delivering that experience across all channels. And you know, we know that the consumers are truly agnostic. They don't care you know, which channel. They just know that when they want it from the channel they happen to be using. And you know, that's got great implications for the investments on the digital mobile side, but also for inventory and fulfillment and a whole range of things that retailers have to do very, very well this time of year in particular.
Jack, any thoughts on the job side of the equation?
Yes, Bill. I think that we need to recognize, too, that the holiday season has started to begin earlier than just the November and December numbers that we're presenting here. Hiring has been going on, and, you know, we'll see that also in October. There are a lot of openings, a substantial number of openings in excess of 600,000 jobs in retail, and the largest number that we've seen in almost 15 years. So I think the opportunities for hiring are going to be good for retail. Again, I think it will be from the retailer standpoint of getting the right mix of product, of inventory, and also to match that with the appropriate sales force. And so I think that'll continue to be the case this year as it was last year. Certainly the Fed is very concerned about the most recent release on payroll. We are running a bit behind last year in terms of monthly growth, and yet today we even had the jobless claim data that came out to be, you know, a very good number. And so we're kind of dealing with a little murkiness here, to say the least. But overall, I think, in a nutshell, I think that we'll see the growth in these positions in retail, and it should be good for retailers and those individuals that are hoping to get an opportunity to work with retailers.
Anything else? Thanks, Jack. Before I open it up for questions, Jack, did you have anything else you wanted to point out as it relates to the forecast?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, Bill, that I'd like to emphasize. As Matt had pointed out, job growth has been an important force in the economy. It's moving forward. I want to, you know, emphasize that, you know, we are having a solid economy, and I think the consumer is behind it. Secondly, as I mentioned a little earlier, you know, inflation has been an issue, broadly speaking, in the economy, and in retail, that's been a more important issue. So I think we'll see individuals taking advantage of the fact that prices haven't moved against them this year. And then finally, one of the things that is evident is that we're seeing a mix of spending, a little mix of spending occurring, where individuals right now in the last couple of months have been going for big ticket items like autos and for other major purchases. And so I'm imagining that as we get into the holiday season, that'll shift a little bit over. But there has been a tendency for, and I want to say tendency, a propensity for consumers to be spending a little bit more on themselves in terms of services, travel, restaurants. And so, you know, the consumer's out there, and I think that as we get into the holiday season, those factors will present themselves, but in a positive way.
Great. Thanks, Jack. Jennifer, do you want to explain to folks how we're going to queue up for the questions?
Yes, thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they were received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now.
All right, well, that's people are queuing up. Let me just ask you one quick question, Matthew. You've been on the road a lot. You've been to Rome, to the World Retail Congress. You've been, you know, just this week up in Philadelphia with the Digital Summit. So you've had an opportunity to talk to a lot of the leaders. What's keeping them up at night these days?
You know, I think the issue that gets talked about most often is just the challenge of meeting consumers' expectations and how to do that every day. One of the CEOs who keynoted at the digital conference the other day said, sort of as a specific conversation about mobile, said that he and his team continue to be amazed at the intensity and speed with which their customers are really dragging them into mobile. And this was a company that has a sort of a bit of a digital DNA to begin with, so they are predisposed to think that way. And so I think it is this issue of the pace of the consumer and consumer expectations and kind of the intersection or maybe the collision between consumer expectations and the experience economy and technology and folks trying to pull all those things together to, you know, as Jack was referencing, some of the areas in which there's been some strength in consumer spending, and we've seen that discretionary spending increase because of lower gas prices has been more on the experience side. And so I think the, you know, one of the things that retail executives consider is how they keep improving that experience and reducing the friction and creating that seamlessness as you move from channel to channel, so that, you know, there's a factor there that goes simply beyond the purchase and acquisition of a good. It becomes an experience, and that generates the customer loyalty and the repeat business.
Very good. All right, Jennifer, we're ready for the first question.
Thank you. Our first question comes from Susan Kapner with Wall Street Journal.
Well, hi, Jack. You had mentioned something about there are in excess of 600,000 retail job openings, the largest number you've seen in 15 years. What are you referring to exactly?
So that's coming from the JOLTS report, job openings and labor turnover report that's issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Okay. Why do you think it's why do you think there are so many openings? I mean, like the largest in 15 years, what's going on there?
Well, actually, we have a lot of openings in retail, but it's true for broadly speaking, the total economy. I'm trying to remember the number. It is like 5 point some million openings in the overall economy. So I'm not surprised that we're seeing it in retail. Unemployment is low nationwide, and we're seeing low unemployment in the retail sector too.
You don't think that retailers are going to have trouble filling positions for the holiday, though, do you?
I think not any more than any other industry in many ways. But I also believe that retailers have been able to be adept at matching the needs of the consumer and the shoppers lately, and they're getting a lot more information on spending patterns, whether it comes from electronic or brick and mortar. So they're tracking very closely consumer traffic to the extent that they're going to staff accordingly.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Susan. Next question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jim McTague with Barron's.
Hi, you mentioned that retailers are grappling with deflation. Could you elaborate on what this deflation is?
Yes. The deflation I referred to was, I'm looking at the Bureau of Economic Analysis GAFO Index that comes out monthly. And if you take a look at the GAFO Index for the most recent period, it is about 2% lower than it was a year ago. And we've seen that across most of the retail sectors.
So what does that mean? That
it means that when you look at nominal numbers, like we're reporting 3.7%, we have to recognize that people are actually getting their goods, but they're probably getting them a little bit cheaper than last year. So part of the differential between the 4.1% last year and the 3.7 is because we don't have significant price increases. In fact, it would be very competitive prices this year.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Jim. Jennifer, next question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ann G. Osinizio with the Associated Press.
Morning, Ann.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Thanks for having this call. As you've been talking to retailers, can you comment on what their kind of sense is for Thanksgiving openings? I know, do you think it's going to be earlier than last year? I know Staples decided, they made an announcement a few weeks ago that they're not going to be physically opening the stores, but they're going to be, just focusing on online. So.
Yeah, Ann, good morning. It's Matt. I think that that continues to evolve as we've seen in the last two or three years. I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago, no one was open, and then people have sort of gotten into it, and different retailers have had different experiences as they try to gauge the assessment of the way in which their customers shop and what they want. And I think that decisions here will continue to be driven by customer needs and wants. So, some of those announcements have already been made, but many of them have not. And I think that, as this holiday shopping season continues to expand and evolve, that's got implications too for, how big a deal is one day versus many days versus the entire season. And surely retailers will still be driving a great deal of traffic and special activities and promotions around the day, Black Friday, the week, the month, but I think that all continues also to evolve. And so at this point, I don't think we can make any determinative prediction about what openings are going to look like.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Ann. Jennifer?
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your touch-tone phone now. Again, to ask a question at this time, please press *1 now. And speakers, at this time, we have no questions in queue.
Very good. Thank you very much, Jennifer, and thank you all once again for joining the call, Matt, for being available, and Jack for joining us from Ohio. I want to let you know that if you have any additional questions, you can reach us at NRF at 855-NRF-PRESS or at press@nrf.com. Thanks again, and welcome to the holiday season.